The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I do hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996, and the subject of today's podcast is early spring flowers. Spring flowers for color and mood. Early spring flowers bring warm moods and pops of color to the landscape, a welcome change after the doldrums of winter. Not only are they pretty, early spring blooms are the promise of new life. They attract our eyes, the first pollinators of the season, and make our lives joyful. I have a childhood friend whose aunt lives in Tennessee. As long as I can remember, this woman has mailed my friend a daffodil. Since I don't see this friend in daily life anymore, I sure look forward to her social media posts of Aunt Teddy's special gift. By the comments she receives, I know I'm not the only one who adores this sweet tradition. Best of all, these selections can be planted in containers to be enjoyed indoors. Daffodils, an extremely popular flowering bulb that comes in an overwhelming array of varieties, some 13,000 to be exact. They're grouped into about a dozen categories, which include my favorite, Jonquilla, fragrant with tiny flower clusters, Bulbocodium, which is a large trumpet with small petals, and Poeticus, one fragrant flower per stem with large white petals and a small vibrant trumpet, to name just a few. When growing daffodils, you should plant the bulbs in groups of 10 or more in early autumn. I like to plant a circle with a few in the middle. Daffodils like a sunny spot and will continue to produce year after year. They are a great choice in formal gardens. Tulips, the quintessential early spring flower. Their flowering season generally lasts about 3 weeks. Like the aforementioned daffodil, tulips are a bulb that should be planted in the fall. Tulips like plenty of light and well-drained soil. Because there are so many varieties, it's best to follow package instructions when planting. After planting your bulbs, I suggest covering the area with mulch. It's a great way to prevent weeds. Bulb fertilizer when planting is also a great idea. I like Miracle-Gro Performance Organics blooms and use it annually for best results. There are every color, size, and shape that you can imagine when shopping for tulips. Right now, my very favorite comes from Brex.com. It literally looks like peacock feathers with gorgeous shades of iridescent purples, blues, and greens. Give it a look. It's called Black Parrot. Crocus. Low-growing perennials, crocus are an early spring flower that comes from the iris family. In many regions, they are the first blooms. There are more than 80 species with a fast growth rate. They fade quickly once the weather warms, and as with other bulb flowers, the plants are nourished as the foliage breaks down. Don't trim dying leaves, just let them be. Extremely low maintenance, popular options include the Dutch crocus and the tricolor crocus. Sweet little beauties for sure. And finally, the Lenten rose. They have a tough, almost woody stem and form a large clump of deeply divided umbrella-like leaves. An early flowering perennial from the buttercup family, the Lenten rose is a small genus of about 20 species that originated in Asia and Europe. Flower buds on these pretties form during the previous summer and boast distinctive, long-lasting flowers made up of 5 petals surrounding a ring of green nectaries. The whole flower gives a bell-shaped impression. Fully mature plants can have as many as 50 flowers at once, making the Lenten rose a real showstopper. Consider the Lenten rose for shaded areas and explore the options. I'm crazy about this peachy option from Spring Hill Nurseries. It's called Sandy Shores. Thanks so much for listening today. This is Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.